Unit 13. Technology on Modern Weather Forecasting. In the past, to predict the weather, people relied upon weather lore. This was an informal body of knowledge that was based on long-term observations of weather patterns. The method was not very accurate. However, observations still form the basis of modern weather forecasting. Technology eventually became a part of weather forecasting efforts. The modern science of meteorology can be traced back to the invention of the telegraph. This technology allowed distant stations to quickly exchange local observations. In time, this gave way to the use of synoptic maps. These images showed the patterns of wind, pressure, temperature, and rain or snow for a large area of land. Later, large balloons with special equipment were sent aloft to collect more information. However, weather forecasting still required people to interpret the data, and predictions were simply educated guesses that were still subject to human error. The launch of the first weather satellite was a major advance. It enabled meteorologists to gather information about conditions over the oceans. In addition, computers have had a great impact on the field of weather modeling. Computer models are much like the synoptic maps of the past. For example, they use data to create a simulated image of current conditions, so there is much less room for human error in the process. However, gathering information about current weather conditions is only somewhat useful. This is why scientists have done a lot of research into understanding how to convert information about weather conditions into equations. Numerical weather prediction uses these equations to create predictions of the weather. Short and mid-term weather forecasts have become considerably more accurate, thanks to numerical weather predictions. Even so, it is still difficult to make long-range weather forecasts due to the unpredictable nature of the atmosphere. Despite the increased role of technology in meteorology, human forecasters still play major roles. For one, they must accurately measure current weather conditions to produce reliable weather forecasts. They must also correctly interpret the information that computer simulations produce. In addition, forecasters must present the information so that it can be easily understood by the public.